Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, the shows just keep returning, or more accurately, announcing their projected returns. Little Shop of Horrors is the latest, scheduled for September 21st. Starring Christian Borle and Jeremy Jordan, I have seen and reviewed this off-Broadway production pre-pandemic. It's lots of fun and should be relatively easy to get back up, though that plant has been dozing for a long time. Now, you can pretty much buy tickets now for at least 25 Broadway or off-Broadway shows. And for fans who cannot wait to be back in the room where it happens, get out to Los Angeles, where the Pantages will open Hamilton mid-August. Playing through January 2nd, those tickets are now on sale at Broadway in Hollywood or Ticketmaster. It was supposed to open several months later, but they moved it up to August. More good news. And more good, slightly related news, the Drama Bookshop, an iconic and much-loved 104-year-old Manhattan store, will reopen next month in a new location with a new team of well-known owners. They include, yep, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. God, it must be fun to be him. The opening is June 10th. The new location is on West 39th Street. Script writers and readers everywhere are applauding. And one more Lin-Manuel plug, if you can bear it. The film version of In the Heights is now in theaters and coming to HBO Max in a few weeks. Another filmed musical, Dear Evan Hansen, starring Tony winner Ben Platt, is also coming soon to movie theaters. The trailer is available now to whet your appetite. In the meantime, we still have to keep ourselves entertained at home, so here's what's happening. For those who want to relive what we've just been through and continue to live through, the dark stuff just keeps coming. For example, The Woman's Party by Rennie Groff can be streamed via the Clubbed Thumb Company. This one tells a story about finding the balance between personal struggle amid a radical moment. The Woman's Party has had nice response and streams through August. Again, that's through clubthumb.org. And then there's Breathe, which was conceived by author Judy Picoult. It's had more mixed response. This one is a series of chapters of sorts. The final one, Shortness of Breath, is most noteworthy due to its cast. Kelly O'Hara is an embittered Upper East Side wife, and Brian Stokes Mitchell is a husband she's divorcing. And yes, they do sing. But one critic said the shift that leads to its by now predictable gasp-worthy ending comes off as mere gimmickry. Still, if you're interested, this can be found via Playbill or via Overture.plus. Again, it's called Breathe. And then we have A Dozen Dreams, described as part art installation, part immersive theater. This one comes from En Garde Arts. Takes audience members on a self-guided audio tour through the pandemic dreams of 12 female playwrights. Created by Anne Hamburger, A Dozen Dreams begins in the West Garden at Brookfield Place, a high-end mall in downtown Manhattan. Audience members in singles or pairs are given an iPhone pre-programmed with the dream sketches written and performed by the playwrights. Oh, my Lord. A Dozen Dreams plays through the end of this month, and you can find it at En Garde Arts. That's engardearts.org. And always of interest is anything the Public Theater offers. Well, now it is a return of Obie Award-winning show 600 Highwaymen's 1,000 Ways. Now, part one of that one had a sold-out run during the Under the Radar Festival earlier this year. That's still up, I believe. And now comes part two, an encounter, which will be available this Friday, the 28th. I believe earphones are involved here as well. Well, that's via the Public, and that's what a lot of theater has looked like this past year. For something entirely different, the Alliance for Jewish Theater is teaming up with Theater J in Washington, D.C., and one company in the Czech Republic, and Israeli playwright Hadar Galran to share a play about forgotten Jewish identity. That starts tonight, May 24th, and plays through August. You can stream it on demand. This reminds me of the Tom Stoppard biography I recently read, in which the playwright reveals he did not know about his own Jewish identity till very late in his still thriving life. Anyway, go to Theater J's site to learn more. And Theater of War returns this coming week with another of its unique presentations. These always mix ancient Greek writings and with discussions of current events. Climate change seems to be the topic of this one, which will be available to watch on Thursday. That only plays once. You'll see actors David Strathairn and Oscar winner Frances McDormand, among others. Again, that's Theater of War. Okay, much lighter now. Many of us remember James Stewart's great role on screen. Yes, one of many. And Harvey, well, now Roundabout Theater Company is streaming its production of Harvey, starring Jim Parsons as Elwood P. Dowd, who has a highly unique friendship with a 6-foot-tall invisible rabbit named Harvey. That's from The Roundabout. And if rabbits aren't your theatrical thing, how about puppets? Well, if you're up for watching some, check out a piece called Vancouver through this month, and that you can find through ma-yistudios.com. This one is about an Asian American family's legitimate feelings of displacement at best, racism at worst. Racism of another stripe, which can be found from the cult horror company. It's called Grey Matters, and it's based on real life events and chronicles the love, labor, and pain of being in an interracial marriage in Brooklyn in the 1970s and 80s. Grey Matters will be available to stream until midnight on this Wednesday. Again, that's the Colt Coeur, C-O-E-U-R company. And from the York Theater in New York City, we have Georgie, which is the story of a young actor named Ed Dixon, who finds himself on tour with the 2-time Tony Award-winning character actor George Rose. Georgie introduces us to some of the great stars of London and Broadway stage. It sounds fun. That's the York Theater. And now back to where we began. With all the new and or old Broadway shows announcing dates, there are two that we have not heard about, at least not by today. They are West Side Story and To Kill a Mockingbird. Now, why is this interesting? Well, both are backed by Scott Rudin, who, of course, has taken himself out of all Broadway and Hollywood business due to notorious misbehavior. Mockingbird is one of the most successful dramas in stage history, so I can't imagine why that is not up for ticket buyers yet. West Side Story, well, that had only recently opened its very abbreviated and controversial production when all shut down. So let's keep an eye on those two. Maybe if they replace Rudin with Lin-Manuel. Oh, I'm just kidding. Anyway, here's a feel-good story to end on about a woman named Melanie Andrews who has read and directed, designed, or performed every Shakespeare play. Now in her 70s, Andrews has shared her lifelong devotion to the Bard with thousands of students, most of them Black or Latino, over a 30-year career teaching theater in South LA schools. She's the artistic director of the Inner City Shakespeare Ensemble. That's a company that pairs young performers in their teens and 20s with professional mentors. I read about her recently, and I don't know, it just reminded me, Jill, that theater is so much more than just Broadway openings.
You needed to be reminded?
Every once in a while I do. You know, you get caught up in all this stuff.
Yeah,
But it helps to remember that. Somebody who, you know, never would ever dream about going to Broadway, but just stays teaching students to love Shakespeare. I don't know. Those things just touch me.
Yeah. No, I think that it's very interesting watching things come to life. It really is, because you can see where you can see it from an internal level and then how it extends externally.
Yeah,
and I'm basically I can't wait, but I'm also struck by the unrolling process, let's call it, as people start doing it. Do we have any news yet about what's happening in the with touring?
Yeah, touring is back. That's the Hamilton company that I mentioned, which is going to the Pantages. That's a touring company. That's the soonest one I've heard, I mean, of a big play. Yeah, they're back. Hadestown is gearing up to be next. Now, Hadestown also has not announced its Broadway opening. The producer keeps telling me, Just wait. Soon. She promises to tell me. But that's also worth noting only because it won the Tony Award and, you know, was a sold-out show. So for different reasons, they're taking longer. But they're also focused on their touring company. Yes, they're back up. I mean, because that's where most of the money comes from with these shows. You know, when they go to Broadway, almost simultaneously, they make a deal with the touring company. So, yeah, different cities have different shows gearing up. I don't think any big one is up yet, I would say. And you're going to have a great summer out there. And, the Berkshires is...
Right, but remember, we were having, yes, we will definitely have a great summer. And
all outdoors, I still believe. I'm not sure Great Barrington, if they're opening indoors as well. But a lot of them are outdoors, of course.
I had a completely anecdotal report from someone who went off to dinner in Barrington, fully expecting everyone to be mummified and masked, and because at least it's Massachusetts, and
right.
But no, a lot of people were just ready to be out and about, in and out. So
they had a show vaccination passports, as they're called, to get in.
No,
yeah, because some theaters are doing that. Hamilton has said they will do that on Broadway.
Are they going to be able to get away with it ultimately?
I don't know if they are. They're doing that in England, I believe, that people still have to show where things have opened up.
Different laws. That's what
different,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll see by September. Hopefully that won't even be an issue, but that's the key word still, hopefully.
Right. No, it's, I don't know. I think that I will look into my crystal ball and I will say, I think it is safe to think positively.
Oh, I think so, too. And this feels like the most positive time yet. I'm still out in Los Angeles for a little while, and the Hollywood Bowl reopened last week. That was a very big deal. Dodger Stadium is going totally 100% capacity in 2 weeks, I think. So, where sports goes, theater follows.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.